And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Okay, so second hour of the Earshot 20. Welcome back, and I'm Anthony Inman, as the intro alluded to. Brian Cleveland is not here this week, but that's okay. We're still bringing you the countdown, as we do every week from earshot-online.com. If you missed the first hour of the program, you can check it out online, radio4all.net. You can download the program there, or you can podcast the show on iTunes. And of course, you can always check it out on several other great campus community and online radio partners that we have airing this program. So lots of ways to check it out. There was lots of great music in the first hour. Of course, we talked to Dan Seligman from the Pop Montreal Festival. He is the creative director and founder of the festival, and it's in its 14th edition. We gave away some passes this week as well, and congratulations again to Caleb McKen for being the lucky winner of our passes for Pop Montreal. The show you are listening to is Canada's National Countdown Show, the Earshot 20, and that all comes from earshot-online.com, which is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com. It includes the National Top 50, as well as reporting charts of all of the stations that submit to help create the Top 50. They submit their Top 30s, and then it all gets compiled, and there's magic and numbers and math and all kinds of things that that all the folks at Earshot look after. So thanks very much to you guys. Pat on the back. We really appreciate it, because without you, we wouldn't be able to do this show. You've also got specialty charts, including electronic hip-hop, international jazz, folk, roots, and blues, reviews, features, all kinds more. Check it out, earshot-online.com. And we're online too, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20. That's our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out, all the great ways to get in touch with us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show. Happy to do that for you in the form of an interview and playing something from your latest release. We package it as a feature, and then we put it on the air, and that'll go out to several radio stations and hopefully be heard by several people across the country. So as I said in the first hour, we had some movement, but nothing incredibly large in terms of entries or anything. There are a lot of entries underneath the top 20, and I'll talk about those in a little bit, but nothing entering the charts. One re-enter and a few jumps. One of the biggest jumps coming up at number 4 in this hour of the program you're going to hear about, but in order for us to do that, in order for you to hear about it, then I need to get to the music. So here we go, kicking off our first set in the top 10 of the Earshot 20 this week. It is Hagface. Hagface sitting at number 10, up from 18 last week. Pretty decent jump. R.I.P. is the name of the album. You're going to hear a song called Baby Doomers in after that. The Soul Jazz Orchestra is at 9, down from number 6. And their album Resistance, you're going to hear a song called It's Gonna Rain. And I feel like that's in the forecast for a lot of Canada over the next little while. Teen Days sitting at number 8 this week. The album is titled Morning World. And you're going to hear a song called Post Storm. I feel like, I don't know why I did that. Baby Doomers, It's Gonna Rain, Post Storm. It sounds like the beginnings of a great story. Anyway, here it is, Hagface, your number 10 this week. Baby Doomers is the song. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Keep
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Everything fine.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
There you go. Post Storm Teen Days sitting at number 8 this week, up from number 12 the week before, and the album called Morning World in before that. The Soul Jazz Orchestra sitting at number 9, down from number 6 the week before, the album called Resistance. You heard a song called It's Gonna Rain, and kicking off that set was Hagface, Baby Doomers was the song, and it was at 10. Second hour of the Earshot 20. Hope you're enjoying the show. I know it's weird not hearing Brian's voice with me on the program, but it is great to be joined by Stephen Karlick for our music news, as we are every week. And we've got more news to bring you in this hour of the program. And it kicks off with news about awards. I know award show season is upon us. I've seen the Academy Awards are now advertising that they're coming on. But this is in relation to the Canadian Folk Music Awards, which I think would be pretty awesome, and they've announced their nominees.
Yes, they have. The Canadian Folk Music Awards will be held this year in Edmonton, Alberta. With the event coming up in November, the nominees have just been announced. Leading the pack with 4 nominations are rural British Columbia folk duo Ferris and Jason Romero, and close behind with 3 nods apiece are White Horse, who you may be familiar with, Jen Grant, Amelia Curran, Fortunate Ones, and Catherine McLennan. So lots of good stuff for those folk lovers out there. The awards gala is being held at the Citadel Theatre on November 8th, and the ceremony will be hosted by Connie Kaldor and Benoit Bourque. There are also showcase events taking place in the days preceding the gala, with the whole thing running from November 6th to 8th. Head over to exclaim.ca. You can see the full list of nominees, including information about tickets to the Canadian Music Folk Awards. Lots of good stuff for those of you who are folkies.
Yeah, it looks like some really unique and great bands and artists that are nominated for some of these awards, and some that would be familiar to our listeners for sure. So you should check out the news article on exclaim.ca and maybe make your picks. Do a little pool in the office
for
the Canadian Folk Music Awards. All right, we've got more news, and that is this is a bit of a, you know, I think it's warm to the heart for someone to talk about stuff like this, and I think it's always good to put this in the spotlight, especially coming from those who have who have the platform to do it. Fiddler's Zach Carper is talking about his drug addiction.
Yeah, we did an interview recently with the band. Fiddler, of course, made their reputation a few years ago with a self-titled debut that sort of positioned the Los Angeles band as a bunch of wasteoid slackers. There were songs about cheap beer and cocaine and surfing and a bunch of other things. It was a great album, but it's in the past few years, singer Zach Carper has come out about going through rehab and cleaning up after sort of leading that party lifestyle. He told Exclaim, quote, "I think it was just the content of the lyrics and the energy of the songs. The media," he says, quote, "very quickly pigeonholed the band, and that," quote, "the reality was that we were on tour for 3 straight years, pretty much. It was a lot of work." He talked to us about doing a lot of drugs in that time and that he has a bit of an addictive personality. He said, quote, "anything I can get addicted to, I do get addicted to." And in the middle of the tour cycle for that debut album, Carper told us he was hooked on heroin and was smoking meth every single day. He's still dealing with a spinal problem that resulted from his addiction and says, "it's not exactly what I planned on doing with my life." After overdosing twice in a month, he decided he needed to figure this shit out, is what he told us. He went back to L.A. and checked into rehab, and their new album, 2, is better for it. It's a very interesting album about sort of reflecting on his new sobriety and not being able to deliver a second album that was just about a thing that his life wasn't focused on anymore. So some really interesting and sort of heart-wrenching quotes from Zach Carper from Fiddler at exclaim.ca. Check it out there to read the whole thing and sort of get a better perspective on just where he comes from and what he's doing now. It's some good reading.
And it's great that he's, like I said, using the platform to shed some light on something that is as serious as addiction, and good for him for doing that.
Yeah.
All right, we've got one more story before your song pick of the week. I'm interested to see what that's going to be, but first, we've got some news about Chaos.
Yeah, lots of tour announcements coming because now that festival season is wrapping up, bands are starting to do their one-off tours. They're heading across Canada. They're heading through North America. And that, of course, includes Canadian hip-hopper Chaos, who just released his latest album, Can't Fly Without Gravity. He's going to take it on tour this fall across his home and native land, including 5 shows in major cities spanning the country. The tour will kick off on November 18th in Montreal, followed by a November 20th show in Toronto. After that, he'll head west for gigs in Vancouver, Edmonton, and Calgary. And tickets for that actually go on sale today if you're listening on Friday, September 11th. And you can see the full list of dates at exclaim.ca. His new album is available now on Dynalone Records, so check it out.
Hey, Chaos, come to the East Coast. That's my shout out to him.
There you go.
Come see us on the East Coast. All right.
You heard it right there, Chaos.
You heard it. All right. Well, that does it for the music news for this week. Of course, as Steven said, you can go to exclaim.ca for that and much, much more. There's all kinds of great stuff there that you can check out. We're going to turn it over to you now, Steven, for your song pick of the week. And as always, thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you. My song pick of the week this time is, again, I think I blathered a little bit about Dilly Dally earlier in the program. They are, like I said, one of my favorite local bands, really talented. They have a new album coming out titled Soar on October 9th. A new song dropped just yesterday called Purple Rage, and it's sort of another Pixies-esque barn burner, if you will. It's really great. It's a little bit about anger and how to turn that into a positive form of energy. Purple Rage by Dilly Dally on Earshot Radio.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for an in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Cœur de Pirate, Metric, The Libertines, Carly Rae Jepsen, Beach House, Fiddlar, Fred Penner, and more, including our annual Hangout Handbook, your guide to the coolest stuff in your city. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
You came to set my heart on fire. ashes, these cold dark ashes, I yearn, I yearn, I yearn. You show me all this beautiful magic, you disappeared in the smoke of these cold dark ashes, these cold dark ashes, I guess I should have known.
I can't decide right, so I watch them all.
There's Yukon Blonde at number 6, up from number 8 last week. On Blonde, the name of the album, you heard a song called Jezebel. And before that, Lindy Ortega, down from number 3 last week, sitting at number 7. The album is Faded Gloryville. You heard a song called Ashes, and Stephen Karlik was in there as well. And his song pick of the week, which you heard in between there, was Dilly Dally, Purple Rage. Really great pick from him. And Dilly Dally, you get a chance to see them. He's talked about them in the music news in the first hour of the program, so check that out if you haven't already. And it is radioforall.net. You can search Earshot 20 or podcast the show through iTunes. Few more tracks, we've got 5 to be exact, coming your way to round out the program in this week's episode. And of course, I'm all by myself, as I've been telling you throughout the episode, throughout this whole show. I feel like I'm complaining about it, but it is it's a little rough when Brian's not here. It's hard to make any jokes that fail miserably because no one's here to laugh at me. And even though you might say, well, Brian doesn't laugh at your jokes either, it's the faces he makes that bring me warmth in my heart. And I know that you feel what he's doing. I know that you feel it. You feel the cold look that he gives me when I tell a joke or I say something that he's just like, you're an idiot. So there you go. He's not here, but he'll be back next week and everything will be back to normal. But I hope you've been enjoying the show and lots of great music that has been coming your way over the last couple hours. I'm going to continue that now and get off my soapbox and bring you Babysitter. Not a babysitter. You don't need to be babysat, I hope. But Babysitter. At number 5, up from number 11 last week, the album is Babysitter, self-titled. And you're going to hear a song called Envy. In after that, Yola Tango sitting at number 4, up from 21, our biggest jump this week. And Stuff Like That There is the name of the album. Deeper Into the Movies is the name of the song. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Thank you.
was Deeper Into the Movie, Show the Tango at number 4 this week. And before that, Babysitter, a song called Envy, number 5. And now, 3 more tracks to bring you before we round out the top 20. But before we do that, I just want to give you a little bit of insight. Don't have the full lowdown done this week, but just a lowdown nonetheless. Some of the albums that are charting below the top 20, we can't get to them all because it just would take too long to do 50 songs in 2 hours. We'd probably have to be a 4-hour program at that point. But we've got some debuts, lots of them, on the national top 50. It starts at number 50 with DuckTales and the album titled St. Catherine. Moves up to 49 with David Gogo and Vicksburg Call. 47 is Hearing Trees with Dear Sahara. And number 46, Crystal Eyes, No Man Is an Island. Jumps up to 38 with FKA Twigs and an album titled M3LL155X. And I don't know if that's code for something, but there it is. 32 is Chaos with Can't Fly Without Gravity. Steven and I talked about that this week in the music news. 31, No Aloha. And then No Problemo is the name of the album. 30 is Concealer, Fetid, F-E-T-E-D. I didn't say that right, did I? Fetid is what I meant to say, not Fedet. Fetid, Fetid. And at number 27, Sugar Brown, Poor Lazarus is the name of the album. That brings us to 24, Ben Folds with So There. And at number 21, just on the cusp, and I can guarantee I'm going to do a Brian Cleveland right now, and I'm going to guarantee that this one's going to make its way into the top 20. Cœur de Pirate and Roses is the name of the album. That's at 21, and that is just a brief look at what is debuting below the national top 20 in the national top 50. 3 more songs. Let's get her done. Number 3, up from number 7 last week, I Ain't Around Much is the name of the song. The band is Frog Eyes. The album is Pick Pockets Lock It. Enjoy it. 2 more to bring you after this, and then we'll round it all out one more time. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Well, I ain't around much. I program my name into the air. I usher the crow. In the morning, you are my favorite son. I'm not your favorite son. The sacred question shall burn into your brain, but when the wind blows black, grief upon face, you shall mutter my name, and then regain the composure of the man that I love, and you climb your son up on the ragged mountain's path, amidst a beggar's dusty train, and sleep on boulder beds, and quell your own damned wrath, and think away to trade your name. You light a fire for the ghosts, light a fire for the ghosts, and you sharpen your knife and tell them tales from your wicked life, and tell them that the march of death is stretching to the grave. that's why I now stay your hand. You may return to your family. You may never understand. You may never understand that I just wanted to hear.
Shot 20. Number 2.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
Jesus is beside himself. Jacob's in a state of decimation. The writing on the wall wasn't writing at all. Just forces of nature in love with our weather station. Jesus saves. The writing on the wall mentions honey playing a game with our ways. You can follow a rose wherever it grows. You could fall in love with Times Square. Times Square.
A little switch around there. Destroyer, Times Square, Poison Season 1 is the name of the song you heard in at the number one spot, and it's up from number two the week before. Poison Season is the name of the album. Mac DeMarco dropping to number two from being at number one last week, and the song called The Way You'd Loved Her, The Way You'd Love Her, and that is from another one. And Frog Eyes in at number three, up from seven. And the album Pickpockets Lock It. And the song is I Ain't Around Much. Well, there you go. Another countdown complete. And of course, as always, we're happy to do it for you. I'm happy to do it for you this week. Brian wasn't in this week, but I was, Anthony Edmond, bringing you the countdown. And we do it every week out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. This show is the National Top 20 from the National Top 50 of Earshot-Online, and we call it the Earshot 20. And we record out of that great campus and community radio station I just told you about before airing first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time here, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be hearing us if you listen to us on radioforall.net by downloading the program, or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and please join us next week. Brand new countdown for you is what we've got in store. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.